This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. Remember, we got Metallica tickets on the line coming up around 8:45. Your chance to win tickets to go see Metallica at Northwest Stadium. That's coming up in a couple of weeks. But we were talking about this story about the Florida man who paid about $1,400 for his family of five for one day at Disney, and that was with a Florida discount. So you get a one-day pass. Most people, at least in this area, go there for several days. Cakes, how many times have you been to the happiest place on earth? I've only been once to Disney.
I mean, so my kids are now 28, 23, and almost 21. Probably, I don't know, three or four, five times, I don't know, in that span.
You've been there quite a few times.
Yeah,
EB's done one
amount.
Trip. Jason, have you ever been?
One.
He did one trip.
Long time ago.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you that you feel like you got to go once.
It's
now,
weird.
Dylan never
like an
went.
Obligation.
Yeah, I think he may have gone with his mom to Disney in California though. Is that Disneyland?
Disneyland.
That kind of counts.
Yeah, of course that would count. No, it's the same. I'm saying that I didn't go to that one.
Yeah.
My youngest hasn't been. I don't know that we have it in the plans. She's not like
avoid it.
She hasn't. I think like if I had to spend that kind of money, I'd rather do. And Jason's been there like 20 times to the Atlantis than Disney.
Oh, yeah.
But let's go back to the phone. Some people want to weigh
Maybe
in.
Maybe you should go to Six Flags before they close it down.
I
go to Six Flags pretty often.
I don't think I've been there in 20 years, but I kind of. I mean, I haven't been hurt, even though I hate amusement parks, that one's because it's so close to home, it kind of hurts.
I think the last time I was there was for a Junk's appearance, whatever that was.
Hey, Busch Gardens is kind of silly.
Yeah. Haven't been to Busch Gardens in a minute.
You go to all the different countries.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Hey, if you can't afford Disney, Busch Gardens, King's Dominion, good alternative.
Drivable.
I've been
much
to both.
Closer, much closer and much cheaper.
I've been to both. I've been to Hershey Park. I've been to Six Flags.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a few years since I've been to Six Flags, but I've been.
Yeah, we took our kids when they were little to Hershey.
I don't remember what the ride is. They have, you know, the when we grew up, it was Wild World, mm-hmm. and they used to have the pirate ship. They have like a big thing, but it's like a raft. I mean, their water park is really good.
Right.
I mean, it's way beyond what the wave pool. We used to just have the wave pool and maybe the Rampage and a few slides. It's triple what that
Snyder
is now.
Does Snyder still own it, or he sold it years ago?
He's been out for years.
Yeah, so whoever took over probably still couldn't make a go of it.
No, they could.
There's a reason they're selling it.
Right. Let's go to Rob in D.C. Rob, what's up?
Hey, Rob, you're on with the Junkies.
What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Hey, Rob. Hey, buddy.
Hey, so I've got a 3 and a 5-year-old. We spend about a month out of the year down south. like Florida, in Florida.
Nice.
And they watch Disney, and we also have a family member who has a house on the property, so we get discounted tickets. But they've just never been, hey, you know, let's go to Disney. My five-year-old just, he watches all the shows we have, Disney. They're more in the, you know, they're more in the, let's go to the beach, let's go somewhere else. So I don't know if that, you know, the whole conditioning, like you guys said, to we got to go here, we got to go here, is necessarily for all kids. Because mine watches Blaze and PBS Kids and all those different.
It's definitely not for all kids, but I think there's something that Eric touched on, that there's like an expectation of parents to bring them.
Is there anything else that's similar for, let's just say for children? Valdez says for golfers, it's like going to Augusta. But as a parent, is there anything else similar that it's like you got to do?
Smaller scale, Great Wolf Lodge.
That's another one I hate.
I've never been. I can't
hate it.
First of all, I don't have any experience with it.
I got no signal in there. I was on tilt the whole time. I get no signal. And like the nachos were like $20.
It's not
bucks.
Called the Great Wi-Fi Lodge.
It definitely
isn't. Great Wolf Lodge, Ricky.
And I don't know what's going on there, but the kids are all running around with these wands that they charge you money for, too.
Sure.
There. I don't even know what they're doing. You rent the wand for the weekend. And you know, it's a scam. It's an op. I don't understand it. All right, let's go to Randy in Maine. Randy Randall. Hey, good. What's up?
I'm putting him on hold.
All right, Valdez,
turn your radio down.
He doesn't like your
turn your radio down. Maybe close your windows.
It's Radio 101.
No, he was just on speaker.
Let's go to Donna, Ocean City. Hey, Donna, how are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Well, I just wanted to say my husband refused to take our sons to Disney World or Disneyland. And they're in their 30s now, and they're productive members of society.
They turned out just fine, didn't they?
They did. They did. So he kind of has agreed with you, Eric. And I mean, this was, they're in their 30s now. So this was quite a long time ago. But he was very adamant that he said he was never going to take the kids to Disney. And never did. We just did other things.
It'd be fine, but it's just weird that you feel this pressure to take them to this place where they charge you $10 for water. You got to get the autographed book for $25. We were buying the fans because it was 100 million degrees out. Those were $25 a fan.
Yep.
I mean, it was just literally just take all my money.
Take it all.
Take all my money.
Yeah.
And what I'm reading that the Lightning Pass, it doesn't even get you to the front of the line on all the rides. Cake said you got to map out the rides that you do.
Right.
Yeah, it's not like an unlimited cut to the front of the line pass. It's not the way it works.
All right, let's go to T in Fredericksburg. Hey, bud, you're all the Junks.
T, thank y'all for having me on.
Yeah. Sure. What's up, man?
I've got three children. My youngest is separated by about 8 to 10 years.
Hmm.
So we did the family of four about 20 years ago or so. And of course it was expensive then, but my oldest daughter was a huge fan of Disney. She now works at Epcot in their lighting and pyrotechnics department. So we get in free all the time. So I've been able to take my youngest and we go a bunch. She gets discounts inside the park on food and everything we buy.
So you love it.
I feel like I'm getting back on them all the money they took on me.
yeah, you're getting them back.
Well, good for you.
I mean, look, the reality is everything costs a lot of money. We're fortunate that we have hookups to go to a Caps game. But if you take a family of four to a Caps game you buy food.
Well, the thing, I told you this has been something that's been going on, I think, it's I'd say for the last 10 years or so, I notice it more than ever. But, and it makes me cry. I just don't know how people do it. They'll take their whole family to, let's say, a Skins game.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's got jerseys, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody's got the jerseys and all the, outfits. Then you take them to a Nats game. Everybody's got all their Nats jerseys and all their hats and everything and all the other expense that's gone there. You go to a Ravens game or whatever. Everybody has all the required.
Yeah, well, you can't go to a Commanders game decked out in all Caps gear. That would be weird.
Can't you just go with a jeans and a t-shirt and just go?
Sure.
Yeah. No, but it seems like there's an obligation to have everyone dressed up. You go to a Maryland football game, everyone's got to have Maryland Terrapins.
It's pretty much required.
Right. You realize how much money we're just hemorrhaging on dumb stuff? I mean, it's kind of dumb.
People buy dumb stuff all the time.
I just think it's dumb.
You're the king of buying dumb stuff on Temu, yeah. Online. I mean, you buy any shirt that jumps in front of you at this.
I mean,
at a Goodwill store that you're shopping in.
I guess, but that's at my own free will. I just think it's like an obligation now. If you go to a game, is it that way? If you go to a concert, I don't go to that many concerts. If you go to a if you go to a Metallica concert,
yeah, I will say,
does everyone have to wear a Metallica T-shirt? Like, how does
that
work?
You don't have to, but that's the thing.
I mean, you get drawn to the merch table. Yeah. And you're like, look at all these brand new, amazing black T-shirts, or like, that Heavy Metal Chris wears in here every day.
Like if you go to like a big concert, if you went to the Eras tour, yeah. I know they're
Taylor Swift.
Sure. Swifties. You're Swiftie. Dressing up in some sort of garb from whatever era you want to reference. Like, I saw Joy Taylor get all dolled up for the Beyonce Cowboy Carter.
Who's concert. Joy Taylor?
She's the person at FS1 who was allegedly having sex with everyone there. She's the host.
Oh, okay.
Jason Taylor's sister.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The one that named Skip Bayless.
Yes.
Right.
Tried to pay, allegedly.
Right.
Cakes' brother actually just sent me a text, and he said he went to Disney last year in California.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
But he brings up the point that EB was kind of talking about. He says, it was worth it, but only mostly because there's so much pressure on my kids from the neighborhood.
Yeah.
He said, we did an Airbnb where my brother-in-law was worried about the neighborhood initially joning on him. Because I guess he didn't stay on property.
So he's in like Winter Park?
Yeah.
No, it's an element of keeping up with the Joneses.
Definitely. Yeah.
There's definitely a part of that. It's not just the pressure from the kids who are watching the movies and everyone else. It's all the other kids that go. But it's I got to keep up with the Bickles who just took their kids there 2 years ago.
Definitely.
There's definitely a little bit of that added in.
You guys even mentioned, I'd rather take my kids to Atlantis. And I took my kids to Atlantis, but I swore I'd never go back there because it's just too expensive. Like, I didn't have fun.
It's pricey.
It wasn't fun to pay $20 for a hot dog.
And you don't even gamble.
I didn't like it.
Did you at least go on the big slide?
I don't like those things, but I did go on at one time. I did go on at one time, but like, it's not fun. It's scary. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like
paying to scare yourself.
Yeah, why would I go somewhere and just be terrified? And then the other stuff is just too expensive.
That's what a lot of the things are, though. I mean, roller coasters are somewhat scary.
I mean,
you're going for the thrill.
Yeah. I'm not into the thrill.
You're not into thrill rides.
I'm into the thrill of just like flushing a 7-iron. That feels silly. All right, let's go to...
By the way, when Valdez brought up Augusta, my buddy who went to Disney recently with his family of four the week before he was in Augusta. So I almost feel like it's, that was probably like a guilt trip wife thing. I'm speculating.
Right.
His wife's very nice, but it's like he was in Augusta for a week.
You need to hook the kids.
And then immediately right after that, it was spring break for the school, and they all went to Disney.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably a make good. Like, he was by himself in Augusta, like with the boys,
right?
Not with the family. So then he's got to endure Disney.
Well, everything about it is hell. The ride, the lanes, the cost associated, the time, the standing, the walking.
You see no positive. Now the rides
positive.
Can be fun. Your kids may love the characters. And being part of the Harry Potter environment or whatever environment
most of the time
it is.
You're there for your kids. You're not really there. You're not really there for you.
Yeah, just the weirdos go by themselves.
Yeah.
Understood. I guess that's true, but I'm trying to find something to enjoy about it.
Don't they have like the Animal Kingdom? Is that part of one of them?
Sure.
I stayed in the Animal Kingdom hotel or whatever. So I had a big giraffe in my backyard.
You can see giraffes and everything.
Yeah. I mean, that was probably my favorite part.
All right, let's do one more.
Go to Chris in Baltimore. Chris, what's up?
EB, you had me laugh.
Christopher.
Because you literally spend money on all things golf.
Yeah.
And have no problem with it, but you don't want to take your kids to have some fun. I've been to Disney a couple of times. I have three kids. We normally rent a property close by. You get the pass. You go in and out for lunch and dinner. It's not that bad. And the kids love it. Like, I know I'm going to get, my pockets are going to get raped. I get it, but they have a ball. They really love it. Like, that's one of their favorite memories of us going somewhere as a family. So
that's important. I mean, that is important. Yeah, if they love it. I guess that's important for sure.
You go to Disney, you go to Universal, yeah, you're going to lose some cash, but it's no different. You know, you spending on that golf simulator you want to build in the next garage next
right.
to your house.
I know, that's a little more of a selfish endeavor. I'm just selfish. I guess I'm just selfish. Yeah, you're right.
You don't want to go nowhere. Just keep the kids in a bunker somewhere. If you don't.
No, I just you. Next time you go, you can bring my youngest because she ain't been yet.
Just in your car.
Yeah.
She's full blown teenager. That time's passed.
She's like, yeah, she's gonna be 16 in like a
hey,
couple
you dodge,
weeks.
You dodge that bullet.
She's gonna be 16 in a couple weeks. Dodge if anybody it. Wants to take her, you're welcome to take her.
You know what? If you want to keep your money in your pocket, don't have kids.
Hey, that's also true.
That's generally the
that's
case.
Also,
don't have kids.
Hey, do you think
because kids are going to cost you minimum each kid, minimum $1 million.
Hey,
a minimum.
Do you think that could be a business idea?
Take
you,
my kid.
Yeah. So, like, Disney. You know how people like dog walk
yeah,
in
yeah,
New York
yeah.
and make like $250 an hour?
Yeah.
You rent me to go take your kid to Disney.
It's that,
so
is
that way you don't have to do that.
Like
not a bad
I'm,
idea.
I'm at the Ted
except
Roosevelt.
For the first one that becomes a molester.
I don't right. know how
he's
going to
ruin your business.
I go to run at the Ted Roosevelt Park sporadically,
yeah.
and I always run into dog walkers there. And they're not walking like one or two dogs.
Yeah, they got
like,
a hit fistful.
They got like eight or nine
yeah.
per dog walker.
I don't know how they do that.
Yeah,
I don't know how they control them all. But they right. somehow
how do you
they
pick
do.
Up the poo when... For the one dog, if the other seven dogs are all trying to get out of
somehow
there.
They make them all sit at the same time while they scoop
magic.
The poop from the other dog.
Crazy.
Sorcery. I'm letting parents know right now that if you're like Eric and you're loathing the fact that you got to take your kid to Disney, you hire me.
Yeah,
and I'll chaperone them
yep.
for a small fee.
Mm-hmm. Or a large fee.
Think
a large
they want to hire somebody with the three colored.
Well,
Johnson,
I mean, let's wait until that settles down. And also, it's going to be covered up. It's not like he's going to be walking around pantsless.
You know?
Yeah.
All right. If you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always hit us up at 800-636-1067. Coming up next, we'll get back into the Cap Series. Is it a must win tonight against the Carolina Hurricanes?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, that's just it. It was no different in Montreal when you lose game three. That's what the postseason's about. We got a lot of experienced guys who've been through this before. It's you reset. We can win a game tomorrow night. Yeah, is it a back against the wall, difficult game? Game four in their building after losing game three? For sure. But it's an opportunity to even the series. And so that's what the playoffs is about. You reset, you refocus, and you expect to have your best performance of the season, your best shift of the season, your next one. And
that's Coach Spencer Carberry after the loss in game three. They end up losing that game 4-0, Jason noted. Scoreless after one.
Yeah. And a lot of opportunities. But he didn't seem as pissed off mm-hmm. with the media after this last loss, as he was with game one.
Super upset after game one. You could tell, like, he was short with the media.
Yeah. Well, because they got so outshot. Everything was just awful. They are blocking a lot of shots still. They're doing that. So, I mean, they're sacrificing. And I guess overall they were happy with the first 25 minutes or so. I guess they're just got to get lucky, be able to capitalize on that.
And they're not getting outshot, 3-1.
Yeah.
The last couple games it's been
closer.
28-21, I think 29-24.
I think they were slightly out-hit by a couple.
Slightly out-hit by four.
Yeah.
But, the block shots are crazy. I mean, they've been doubling up the block shots against Carolina.
Well, they've certainly proven that they can beat them. But I think what I've seen so far is it takes their best effort.
A Herculean effort?
Yes.
I put up the Junkies poll of the day brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories, zero carbonation. That means easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety. 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. It's a simple question. Jason threw it out there. Is this game a must win? Technically, it's not, because it is the first team to win four.
Well, I'm going to go vote on it right now.
Yes. Because
it feels a must win.
I think everyone would agree it's a must win. Because to beat Carolina three consecutive times, it's almost impossible.
Early voting, 100%, yes. Now, there are only two votes.
Right.
And mine is one of those two.
I'm
going to guess it's going to stay around
at the end of
number.
The show, it's still going to be in the 90s.
I would
high
assume.
High 80s to low 90s.
Yeah.
And you don't think that Carbs is going to make any adjustments? Okay.
I think that he might reinsert Ryan Leonard into the lineup for speed. But it's not like he gets that many minutes when he's on.
Are you talking about Radish?
Yes. Yeah.
He only played 11 minutes in this game.
Yeah, and I'm saying also that Leonard, when he's playing for him, doesn't get that many minutes. But I feel like when we first saw Ryan Leonard, and I get it, he only has one goal and it was an empty netter. I feel like when we first saw him on the ice, he injected some speed and some hits. And
he's
was all
a guy
positive.
That kind of does dude. Pop, yeah.
But then they said he kind of seemed, it seemed like when we were talking to Coach Carberry or some of the other insiders, whether it was Alan May or Craig Lachlan or Joe B., that he was maybe lost in the sauce a little bit because he's a rookie.
Yeah, he's fresh. And it's still all new to him.
But I could see them inserting him to bring in some energy. By the way, 31 times in NHL history, teams have come back from down 3-1 in a series.
Mm-hmm.
The Panthers did that in the Stanley Cup playoffs just two seasons ago. So
against the Bruins.
I would probably vote yes, it's a must win because you don't want to be down 3-1. But it's technically not a must win. You can vote at Junks Radio. But they need it. So what do you need to see? We want to hear from Caps fans. Caps fans always get Rick with us. They don't talk enough Caps. Well, we're talking Caps. It's the second round of the playoffs. They're down 2-1.
Yeah.
What needs to happen? I'm a noob. I think I need to see Ovi score a goal. Like, we've gone three games in this series, and Ovi hasn't done his thing.
I need to see, what has Dromer done, by the way?
He's been quiet,
he's
too.
He's been quiet.
Yeah. I feel like I haven't heard his number being called a lot. Need more from those guys, but, more Herculean effort from Willie and then bleeding into the other guys.
What do they have, four goals in the series?
Yeah, but one was an empty netter. They've got three goals in roughly, 200 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not just Ovi. Everyone has to show up.
Sure.
They just got to be aggressive. They got a pepper Anderson, who's been very good, by the way. Anderson's been very good.
By the way, Protas and Mikey played the second and third most ice time of any Caps forward in the loss. They had zero individual shot attempts at all strengths.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that needs to improve. I'm stealing that from Chris Cerullo from Russian Machine Never Breaks. He always gives good nuggets and breakdowns of the previous game and what went right and what went wrong.
Look, you were 0-2 on the power play in this most recent game. So when you have the power play chances, you need to take advantage. And I get it. Carolina has the best power play defense in the league.
How many shots have they gotten off on their power play?
I don't know, but they...
I mean, oftentimes they scored
twice.
Scrambling.
They scored twice on the power play.
You're talking about Carolina did.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about
us.
Oh,
I'm sorry, you're talking about Washington.
Because they're so good.
They're so good
at neutralizing you and killing penalties.
It doesn't seem like they get a lot.
No, I mean,
I don't know how many there are, but it doesn't seem like they get a lot.
I mean, it's remarkable how good they are at killing penalties.
800-636-1067. What's your expectation, though? Do you think they win?
No.
I said before 50-50, so you're on the other side of that.
Joe B. said he thought they were going to win game two, which they did, and he thought that they were going to split in Carolina. I hope he's right. I just, it's hard to come off a game like that when they play so poorly and expect them to come back much better.
You have that recency effect.
I have the recency effect. Yeah,
they can do it, but they...
Can they win? Of course.
They can, but it's going to take like game seven type effort, which is what we saw from Willie, which is what you saw. I mean, I think Logan Thompson's always given you his best effort, of course. But some of the other guys, I'm not certain that they're going to that extra fifth gear.
I know this is a simple analysis, but I look at it this way. They've played each other seven times during the season, if you count the regular season and the postseason. It's 4-3. These teams are even. I know it doesn't feel that way when you watch a game on Saturday night that's 4-0, but they're closely matched.
This is the one where we need Ovi to be the superstar. This is one where we need just Ovi to come to the rescue after being basically invisible.
Well, you know how you can do that? First shift, just go over there and jack somebody up against the wall.
Sure.
I'd like to
see some bone-jarring hits.
Do the same thing. Just keep repeatedly pummeling them.
And another big Willie game. Willie, give us another effort like you did in game two.
Yeah.
Because you carried the Caps in game two.
That's one
might
of the
need
most,
that to even up the series.
Might be the most memorable game from Tom Wilson in his career.
Yeah,
for me,
he was spectacular in that game.
Spectacular.
He had a goal. He had an assist. He was sprawling all over the place to block shots.
He was everywhere.
He was on the ice all the time.
I know when I was
killing penalties.
And when I was watching, I mean, how many fights did we have in Game Three? Not any real
Game Three.
Not any real ones, right? I kept waiting for like fight to break out, like a real fight.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Phone number is 800-636-1067. Want to hear from some Caps fans. You can also tweet us at Junks Radio. Jeff tweets us, I'm confident the Capitals will win tonight. I'm less confident that they'll be able to win two games in a row to win the series, which is what they'll need to do since they dropped game one.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Well, they can win two in a row if they steal tonight. For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
If they win tonight, when they come back to Washington, the energy is going to be insane.
Yes, on Thursday.
In the arena.
Right.
It won't be Wednesday. They don't play every other night.
When they travel, it's an extra day or two, right? Typically.
Well, usually they were playing every other night.
Every other day.
But for some reason this week, they would play tonight and then Thursday.
Right.
They get a concert or something?
I don't know.
Capital One.
It's a good question.
Could be. Scheduling conflict.
Did you think by the end of that game that they should have just put Lindgren in? Or no, did you have that thought?
Not that it was 2-0 after two.
Not that it was like Logan's fault or anything, but as the game was slipping away, just to get him out of there. I don't know. I was thinking it as I was watching it. Not as anything other than just give him a break. Let Lindgren see a few pucks here.
I was fine with keeping Thompson
in. You were?
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at it too, all right, so it's 2-0. After the second period, and they scored early on in the third period, 3-0. You're going to pull them after 3-0. It's not like you're giving up six goals, and then they scored in a power play with a couple minutes left.
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't give them power plays because they've been pretty damn good on the power play, and the Caps haven't. I don't know how the Caps can take advantage of it. I mean, the Carolina's just so good at just killing
their penalty kill is outstanding. Man, I mean, from not having watched it obviously throughout the season, but just knowing that
it jumps out
they
at
led
you.
That metric.
Just watching it
when
in
you
this
watch
series.
It in a series when it's the only thing you're exposed to, it definitely jumps out at you.
If you were Cakes Carberry, what would you do for game four?
To learn how to break down their penalty kill?
No, I'm just saying, no, not in general, overall. What are you
wants
doing?
To hear Cakes adjustment.
I want to hear your adjustment.
I don't have any adjustments.
They got to play better hockey.
I'm not on the coaching staff.
I'm just wondering. Do you agree with JP? Give Leonard another shot?
That ain't going to win.
I don't
freaking
think that's going to happen. I
mean, that's not going to win.
Reason, he's on ice.
There's a
for
reason
the rest
he
of
took
season.
Away Leonard's sweater mid playoff series. I don't think he's going to give it back. Now, if he does, then JP's vindicated.
Why? He's young, fresh legs. I mean, maybe not fresh legs because he went through the whole college season.
I mean,
but
I think there's a reason he took him off the ice. Yeah, I don't think he's going to change his mind two games after he
well,
did
no, you
made
don't think,
that decision.
You don't think he would take the sweater just to, hey, you just need a different perspective?
Maybe.
They haven't given up on a kid.
Carberry, he does like to move pieces around to try to get the best matchup.
He hasn't given up on him. I think.
No, no, of course not.
Yeah.
Nor should he.
Yeah, the guy's going to be a stud.
The guy's a top 10 pick.
So why wouldn't you give him another shot? Now you've motivated him a little bit. He's watched two games.
More, just more on a veteran at this point. Yeah. He just has more trust to give Radish the spot than Leonard.
I think they said after the first time they pulled him, he stayed after, got extra work in. That's exactly the kind of message you're trying to send. I don't know. I wouldn't mind seeing him back in there.
Like I said, I could see them putting him in there to inject a little life, shake it up.
He looks scrappy, too. You know, he's definitely not afraid to stand up to guys.
Oh, no. He's like a smaller version of Tom Wilson. He's a scrapper.
Yeah.
He's going to get it in your face.
Yeah.
He's going to be physical.
They fight a lot in college hockey?
I don't know.
Yeah. I think they just fight a lot in hockey.
I'll be
in
honest.
General.
My exposure to college hockey, close to nil.
Limited?
Yeah. I mean, it's basically just Leonard highlights.
It just seems like when they're battling for pucks, the 50-50s, the Canes are always getting it. They're quicker at every position.
They seem like they're quicker, a little
and I feel like they're better passers. Like their passing's on point, stick to stick. I mean, sometimes the Caps will, you know, bobble a puck or they'll slip and fall on the ice. At least that was for game 3. And the Canes just aren't making those mistakes.
Well, I want to thank all the Caps
fans
for chiming in.
We have
more Disney fans calling in.
They seem pumped.
Yeah, we'll get back to Disney talk. Yeah.
Caps fans, you're fake. Every Cap fan out there listening, you're fake.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
I wouldn't call them fake.
You're fake.
Here's what they are. They're scared. They're a little bit scared.
Yeah, you're just fake.
Being in a 2-1 hole.
Talk about a line at Disney, you get 100 calls.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. For all your residential, commercial, cooling, heating, plumbing, and pest control needs this season, do what I always do. Trust the 5-star experts at Crop Metcalf. You know, another scorching Washington summer is right around the corner with temperatures warming up. Make sure your cooling system can keep up. Call Crop Metcalf today. Schedule your $99 cooling system check. Ensure your family's comfort all season long. Call 1-800-GO-CROP. Or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician.
I think
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
The 2-1 deficit has scared off most Caps fans. They're not optimistic at all. Let's go to the phones. Somebody wants to chime in.
Well, if they would have lost 4-3 in OT, I think Caps fans would have felt a little bit different. But the way they lost,
they're hiding in their little holes.
Probably.
Caps fans, let's have a little swagger. Like, everybody knew this is going to be most likely a 6 or 7 game series. Yeah. Nobody said this is going to be easy.
Right.
We knew this is a challenge.
Carolina's never easy.
Let's just sack up a little bit. Sorry, Valdez, with the sack reference, but come on. Let's go. Well, let's not be so.
Yeah,
let's not
you're,
be such
you're terrified,
cats.
Too. You're terrified, too.
Terrified is a stretch. I'd go with a bit
concerned.
A bit scared. That's different than terrified.
All right.
3-1 hole.
Terrified.
Color me terrified.
Our Caps coverage
over.
Presented by Ace Computers. Ace Computers probably recommends this. Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military, made in America. Check out acecomputers.com now. Should we go to the phones?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. 800-636-1067. We've insulted you. Now it's your time to respond. Let's go to Jonah in Herndon.
Jonah.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, Jonah. What's up?
How you feeling?
I'm pretty good. I just wanted to talk about a few things that we could probably need to win this game tonight. First things first, keeping the puck out of our zone. We can't rely on Logan Thompson the entire game. That's what I've been noticing from the first three games. You know, we're not too many turnovers, too many, you know, bad defense, poor defense. I mean, last game, what was it, 4-0, right?
Yep.
And another thing would be probably penalty kills. I mean, they're so fast, they're working us the entire time. I mean, it's full pressure every time it's a penalty play for them. So it's just a couple things, you know, just we can get those things cracked down. Our penalties as well, we need to lock in on our penalty plays or power plays, excuse me. But, yeah, we can just lock in on a couple of those things. You know, sometimes go back to the basics. I feel like if we can just outwork them, outpass them, out everything, I think we have a real shot at winning this game.
It's easier said than done getting out of the zone, because that was a focus point after game one.
Thanks for the
call. Coach Carberry talked about the breakouts and being better at it. They're really good at keeping it in the zone.
Yeah. And I think just because they're fast and they're great passers. All their guys, especially their defensemen, they're great passers. But it's easier, like you said, it's easier said than done to keep the puck out of their zone. That's what Carolina does.
Also to do it with possession. Because the Caps sometimes will get it out of the zone where they just flip it out and then the Carolina Hurricanes have to reset their offense. But it's to take it from your side and to transition on that breakout to turn it into offense. They've been struggling to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're definitely losing the puck possession battle time throughout the series. There's no doubt about that.
All right, let's go to Austin in Alexandria. Austin, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, how's it going, guys? First time caller, long time listener.
Thanks, man.
I think that we really need to come out here and just lean on them and wear on them. You know, I think the past couple games, we come out hot in the first period and then really fall off in the second and third. And that's just been a real big problem for us, I feel like, so far this playoffs. Especially, I mean, it was happening with the Canadians, too. And, you know, I don't really know how to fix that problem, but I think that maybe switching up some lines or something like that. I feel like this first line really, I don't know. I feel like it's just had some problems and we can maybe switch something up. I don't know.
Yeah, I think Carberry has mentioned, thank you for the call. Carberry has mentioned that, like, the opening period in game three was good. And then after that, things kind of fell off. So he wants to see more consistent effort across all three periods, which as a coach is something you definitely want to see. You don't want to see your team up for the first period and then the level of play descends over periods two and three.
I didn't see the statistic of time spent in the cap zone for game three. Do you have that?
I don't have I don't have it.
I know game one, it was crazy. Game two, not as bad, but game three, it seemed like it was crazy as well. The Caps were just trying to get the puck out of their own zone. They couldn't. But that struck me. I didn't see the first period. I only saw the second and third, but that's what struck me.
All right, let's go to Andrew. Andrew, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, guys. Second time caller.
Cool.
I'm just saying they need to play their game. They haven't played their game in three games. They played Carolina's game, even at home.
What does that mean?
Played their game.
What does that mean?
The fast-paced, whatever. Caps are not fast-paced, but they're huge. They're large.
Right.
Use their size. Hit. You know, when we won the second game, we used our physicality. We did the same thing in the first game, actually, but we made – couple mistakes that went into the back of our nets. And then the third game, four goals, two of them were weak on LT, and that's okay. But he kept us in the game, crying out loud. But they were like Carlson's, the goal, the first goal, I guess, that was Carlson's fault. I mean, that was a weak mistake. You can't have that.
Right. Well, Carlson also got dog walked on the Robinson goal. Like, I mean, he just went right around him.
Yeah, thank you very much. The second one too. That's. I mean, you can pinpoint the mistakes we've made, they put it in the back of the net. And that's the thing. Stop playing Carolina's. Don't worry about Carolina. Just start hitting them in the first period. By the third period, we'll be okay.
When you watched the third, game, did you feel comfortable in like the first 20, 25 minutes?
Absolutely. Things,
you did. You thought it was inevitable that they were going to pull through?
No. No. Yes, I did, actually.
No, yes, no, yes.
He's all over the place.
You were happy, and you thought, okay, we're gonna pot a couple here.
I didn't think we were gonna win, but I didn't think we were gonna lose. I thought we were fine, even after Carlson's first goal. That was just horrible. Mm-hmm. I mean, he reminded me of Larry Murphy back in the day.
I mean, that's an old reference,
Hey, what adjustment would you make if you were Carbs? Would you put Leonard back in there, or what else would you do?
Oh, absolutely. I'd put Leonard back in there, and I'd play more than freaking 11 minutes or 12 minutes or whatever. We need speed, of course, but we don't have to sit there and just be scared of them. Stop being scared. We're playing flat-footed and playing scared, I think.
All right, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Thank you, Andrew.
I don't know if they're scared.
They've got to find a way to force some offense. This is a stat from Dan Rosen, who's like a senior writer for NHL.com. In a span of 11:45 in the second period, the Hurricanes scored twice on 9 shots and had 28 total shot attempts. In the same span, the Caps had 2 shot attempts, 1 on goal.
It's 28 to 2 shot attempts.
I think shot attempts is a little overrated, but that's a metric that they're focusing on, because that's
Carolina's
style of offense.
I don't think it's overrated.
They just pour pucks on net and try to forecheck you to death and stay in your zone.
Good things can happen.
It's working for them.
Good things can happen if you put the net closer to the goalie. All right? If
you don't, the puck.
Because what did I say?
Said the net.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. You put the puck closer to the goalie because you can have ricochets,
weird bounces,
deflections, weird bounces.
I get
a penalty there.
You're putting the pressure on the defense and on the goalie.
I think shot attempts is maybe the biggest statistic in this series.
I hate the way that they do shots. If you take a shot on goal and it hits the post,
it's dumb.
They don't count it as a shot.
There's literally no rationale. It might be the worst.
It's actually idiotic.
That's why you
might be the worst, like, sort of statistical anomaly in all of sports.
Like, maybe some shot attempts should be. You know, maybe somebody should. Maybe somebody should have close shots, because, like, that's.
If you ring the post, that should be considered a shot attempt.
How about if you miss the corner of the post or whatever by an inch?
Doesn't count.
That's still a good shot.
It's just a shot attempt. It's not a shot on goal.
They got to stop waiting to counter. I feel like they think that's how they're going to score.
Quicker. Well, it's definitely been a battle of shot quality versus shot quantity.
Yeah. And they thought that
shot quality can outweigh the shot quantity, but it didn't in the last game.
And I understand it's hard, but when you have a bunny in front of the goalie and you kind of whiff the puck.
Yeah, you got to take advantage.
I remember that game.
Ovi did that in the last game.
Yeah.
Bevilliers did it in the game before.
I think, right?
You got to take advantage.
They've missed bunnies.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Bill in Ashburn. Bill, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, good morning, boys. How you doing?
Hey, doing great. What's up?
Listen, I think there's some lineup changes that are coming. We're forgetting about Ethan Frank and the speed that he brings.
I liked
to the team.
Him in the middle of the season, I remember.
Oh, yeah. We got to sit Radish again. I hate sitting Radish, but sit Radish. Get Ethan Frank in, and think about getting Beauvillier back up on line one, because he was really producing with Stromer and Ovi. And you put Pro on three, and he brings some size to line three.
Mm. What about Leonard? You keep him on ice?
Leonard is going to be phenomenal. He's green. Sit him. Sit him. Yeah. And then, listen, Alexiev is a little bit off since, losing 3 teeth in one night. He's just not playing that great. We can get some additional size back in, and let's get McElrath back in the lineup.
Big Mac. Okay. This guy's got a lot of lineup change ideas.
I like
Thanks
Ethan
for the call.
Frank. I remember him. He did at
definitely has
speed.
Burst. He is
Well, that's
is
what we
quick.
Need. How come we haven't done that already? It's actually a great idea. He should be coaching.
When's the last time that dog played?
I don't know, but I remember he popped whenever he was out there.
I still have trust in Coach Carbs.
Yeah, I do.
To pull the right levers for the
lineup. I have more trust in Coach Carbs than that guy.
Than that guy? I like his ideas, though.
He sounded good.
He sounded good.
He's a great sales pitch.
But I still trust my guy my spirit animal, Coach Carbs, more than the random caller. Yeah. Call me crazy.
And I guarantee Carbs is better looking than that dude.
1,000% He's dreamy.
Yeah, he looks great in his
suit. He's dreamy, that Coach Carbs.
He looks really
good
in his suit. Yeah. Are you giving me the break signs? So I can't go to Chris?
All right.
Coach Carr has probably done so many crunches over the years.
All right, coming up next, we'll switch gears. We have some big schedule news on the Commanders front. We'll tackle that next here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.